Dojo.
Hello, this is Christopher. Christopher's in the room. Okay.
Hey, Chris. Jared's here.
Hello, how are you?
Good, I'm waking home, but I have my headset on, have it muted, have instructions, so you might hear traffic with me talking to you.
Okay, yeah, it'll be a good idea to do, I think, a star six, I think, or something is a mute, so that'll be a good thing. You can just listen on. And then we'll open up and we'll have question and answers and stuff like that. It'll work great.
Okay.
Cool. Well, thanks for being here.
Yeah, do we have anybody else in here yet?
Oh, yeah, we've got a handful of people already in the room.
Oh, nice.
Hi, so, yeah. This is Lisbeth.
Hi, honey.
Hi, okay. Sweetie.
Okay, that's little missus. She's at home.
Oh, nice. That's right. Working together. Different
locations. Yeah, yeah.
That's a solid relationship.
Well, she's only doing that so that she can beat me at cards, which she does often. So in the morning for coffee. You know.
Nice.
Take the pants off this morning. I'll see you tomorrow morning, okay, honey?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll all the side talking. I'm gonna have to edit that out. So, yeah, we'll get started in just a couple of minutes. We'll the call's at 8 o'clock, and we'll roll into the call here. You know, within 5 minutes after 8. So I just want to make sure everybody's in. So just hang in there, and we'll get started shortly, and then we'll. We're going to cover some pretty good ground on tonight's topic. I'm really excited, so hang in there. And if you have a good connection, you don't need to mute. But if I can hear your background, I'll let you know, and then and it'll be cool. We'll have a nice recording on this here. So so stand by. Have like music going or something. That way people can.
Yeah, you don't want to wait too long. Just
But you know, I mean, it's just now 8 o'clock. It's a little after 8. I just want to give a couple minutes, just so that people are running behind there. Sometimes they're logging on, and I want to make sure that they get on board and that we don't start flying into our call. I should open up that other file. Of the schedule. I'm going to handle that stuff first, I think. Just going to see what a conference call. Oh, I know. I'll look on the website. One of the things that I'd like to mention to everybody is now I'm not sure, you know, how everybody heard about the call tonight, and certainly I have this on the website, but maybe you saw the email that I sent out, and I want you to know that if you're not aware of the schedule for the conference calls that are coming up, you can see that conference call schedule on the website. There's a page that let me see if I can do it again here. One of the pages is conference call topics and schedule, and this is kind of new for us. I mean, I've not. I mean, I talk with a lot of people on the phone and. And some of the work, the busyness of the work that we have, has required me to limit how much I'm engaging with people one-on-one. That certainly is available, but I've only got so much time, and I definitely have a backlog of work that I have on my plate. Certainly the passport work has, it's just since the fall, maybe even before that, it has just been astounding how busy and popular it's been as far as doing this work. So so I brought on some help, and I'm doing new things differently so that I can get caught up and move things in a timely fashion. But for the most part, some of this work, the passport work, has a backlog or a waiting period, even just to get started, about 2 weeks, just because of the number of people that we have that have come on board in the last number of months, and certainly in this last month, because we had raised the rates, it has we had a lot of activity right before that. So we have a lot of conference calls that are going to be coming up, and these are Sunday night, Wednesday night. They're at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and those are going to be. We have topics that are at the website that are coming up. Tonight is about making money and the accountability network that we're going to launch. And so that's, you know, I'm really excited about that, and we're going to talk about that in greater detail tonight. And then on this coming Sunday, we have a Bitcoin cryptocurrency talk with my wife, Lisbeth. She's going to share about the benefits of that and how exciting that's going to come about. You may find that that's a great thing to be on board on the ground floor on those concepts of producing wealth and creating a future worth living. Monday night is going to be a special night. It's going to be about making, I have it titled Money Making Creativity and Prospering Principles. So I really, the purpose that I have for that night is really to talk about creating wealth and making money on a number of different levels. Tonight is going to be, we're going to talk about this accountability network that I came up with. And I have to be honest with you, It's purely selfish. I'm, you know, because I know how I feel about my life. I know how I feel about how things are going on, and I've wanted to. I have so much that I want to do, and I'm not even talking about what's on my plate for the with respect to the American Supreme Law and the Destination Freedom business and such. I'm not even talking about that. That seems to take on a life of its own, and I'm dedicated to my clients and the people that are interested in, you know, staying out of federal jurisdiction and all that. That is, there's no question that that's absolutely my passion, because it was such a life changer for me, and you know, I just am endeavoring to, you know, help people with those concepts, and that's a joy for me. I am working hard at trying to manage all that, but that'll happen, you know, as I stay committed to the task. But with that in mind, there are other aspects of my life that are on my plate as well, and like, for example, I don't know if you knew or not, but I have a high-rise window cleaning company. I don't have any employees. I've had people come have worked for me. I've taught them how to do that trade and set them up to do business. There's been a number of, you know, a small handful of people that I've wanted to have come on and work with me to learn this and that would take the business. And so I was setting up a 3-year plan for them to learn the business, and then that we would do a transition from my clients so that they would, you know, stay with the person that was looking to take my business, because most people can't come up with $50,000 to $100,000 or something for a business, and therefore I was setting up a way for them to pay me while they're doing the work and have a transition. Now I've got somebody that's working with me. I'm thankful for that. So that's on my plate as well. And I don't know if you, when or if you think about me, whether you're saying like, well, gee, I wonder what Chris is doing. He's probably sitting in his office and he's, you know, doing, you know, some work. You know, you may not know what goes on in my life. I can't tell you how busy my life is. It is fiercely busy. I'm constantly saying to myself, man, I wish I had more time. I want more time to do a lot of things. I've got about 8 cords of wood in grapple form, that's logs. Bought myself a new log splitter. I have a Dutch honey who's fiercely good at splitting wood, which she's glad to have the log splitter. And I want to spend out there and cut all that wood up and get it put away so I can have it seasoned for the winter. Now, that takes time. Not every day does it, you know, not rain. And, you know, so that's on my plate. I have all kinds of other little projects around our home that needs my attention. I want to clean out my sheds and straighten out my tools. I want to clean all my tools. So the reason I'm sharing all this with you is because, man, I'm telling you, I can fill up a day. Like here right now, I'm making this phone call. I'm not at home. I had sandwiches for lunch, for dinner, and it's after 8 o'clock, and I'm still in the office, and I'll be here until this call's over. What I'm trying to tell you is not that I'm unhappy about any of that. It's just that, you see, there's only so many hours in the day. And I'm of the opinion that if my day was organized and ordered, that I can do more. And I want to move my life from being, you know, somewhat busy to having money come in for me that's independent of my time. That's what I call residual income. Residual income is money. This is what they call when they say someone is independently wealthy. Now, whatever that is, you know, and wealth is depends on the person or what they want to do, depends on how much money you make. I mean, and when you're looking at it, you know, what we believe about creating wealth is the thing that determines whether you're going to create wealth for yourself or not. What you know, how you're making money has everything to do with how you're coming to the table and what's going on in your head, and has nothing to do with money or the economy. I was talking to someone the other day on the phone, and he was telling me about his business, and he says, well, you know, we really took a hit or something, and, you know, the economy's been tough. I'm going, really? That's really weird, because I'm not even participating in the economy. Has no bearing on my business. You know, that's because that's the belief system. If you believed your wealth is based upon the economy, then when the economy's shit in the bed, your business is going to shit the bed, because that's what you're expecting. That's because your belief system supports that. I say give up that belief system. So my one of the goals that I have, one of the files in my computer is, you know, I have it open, right? The file where is this thing here, right? In my folder, it's called Christopher's Books and Goose Ideas. Now, that's what I call them, goose ideas. Now, you know where I get that goose idea? It's like, you know what the golden goose is, right? You know, the goose that lays the golden egg. And everybody would like to own the goose that lays the golden egg. Why? Because every morning you wake up and the goose has laid the golden egg. And that's awesome. Then you get to just cash out the egg, and you take care of Mr. Goosey. You want him to have a long life, right? So you take good care of Mr. Goose. You pet him and all that. Now, in the old story of the golden egg, the goose laid the golden egg, I think, I don't know if it wasn't Mr. Midas. That was everything he touched turned to gold. But I think the story about the goose laid the golden egg, he wanted to find out where the golden eggs came from, and he thought that there were more golden eggs inside the goose. And so he was trying to get the goose to find out and get all the other eggs, and he ends up killing the goose. I think that's how the story goes.
Idiot.
Now, we don't want to kill the golden goose. But the most important thing is obviously you have to care for the goose, the thing that lays your golden egg. But the most important thing is to make sure that you're not the goose. You may be the goose that someone else's goose that's laying the golden egg. And I'm of the opinion that if you're working for a corporation, I just want you to know when you wake up in the morning, you're brushing your teeth, look in the mirror and say, I'm the goose. I'm the goose that's laying this corporation's golden egg. And every morning they take good care of me, you know, all day they take care of me. But that's all I'm doing is getting fed and whatever. And every day I have to lay that goose. I have to spend the time, my precious time. And let me tell you, the number one asset in your life is your time. Because you get no more and you can't save it. Your time is being taken up right now. And that time is going away every day. And how you spent it is going to determine whether you've lived a happy life or not. Now, my communication tonight is not about, I want to get, more money. Because no matter what, someone is doing, on some level, there's not enough money in some people's mind. That's a belief system. And yet if someone was, comes from a background of being very poor and had very little need, they may say, I don't really need a whole lot of money. And then there's some that says, depending on what they want to do with their pursuit of happiness in their life, they may say, I need a lot of money in order for me to have my happiness. No one can determine whether that, how much that is. And a lot of times, when I'm hanging with my wife or whatever, we're talking like anybody does, and they say, I'm looking at, I remember, I'd buy something from Walmart or something, and it's crap, and so I have to send it back, and so like for example, one of the trees out front died. I can look at it in the yard, and there it is. It turned brown, it's dead. Now I think Walmart's policy is to keep your receipt up to about a year. I think you can return the plant and take it back and get the, $4-$8 or I think it was like $7 for the plant. Now in my busy life, I look out there and say, I don't have time to go out there and dig up that plant, stick it in the stupid pot, go to Walmart, which I'll go some other time, keep the receipt, go down there, and cash in to get $7. Now, that's okay if that's convenient for someone. But I'm looking at my life saying, I don't want to think that $7 is a lot of money, and therefore, I got to get this done. I want to move on. I want flows of $7 to come into my life so that, I was like, oh, geez, you know what I got to do? I have to hire a guy and let him take it and go and change it out or whatever it is. Because I want the way I think about making money to be bigger than that. I don't want to, I want some of the abundance of my life to flow away from my life. That's $3, $4, $10. For some people, it may be $10, $50, $100, like no big deal. And if you think $100 is a lot of money, I want you to say to yourself, wow, my world is pretty small. How much is a lot of money for you? Is $10 a lot of money? Is $100 a lot? Is $1,000 a lot of money? How much would you spend on going out to dinner? Maybe dinner is not that important. Maybe what kind of a hotel would you stay in? Would you, Is it of value to you to fly first class? See, all of these things are an indication of what you think of yourself and could be what you think of others. All of these thoughts about that are part of why you make the kind of money that you make. There's all these conversations out there about whether minimum wage should be a living wage. How much is minimum? Should I make minimum wage? What? How much do you want to make an hour? All those questions, those conversations are out there, and you get to look at that and say, what do I think about that? About making money? How much should my time be worth an hour? Should it be as much as a doctor? How about as much as an attorney? How about as much as an auto mechanic? All these things are like, what are you bringing to the table? These are all indications about how much, what are your expectations are with respect to making money. So with that in mind, I have a goal, and I don't know if you do, and listen, my goals aren't necessarily your goals, and all of that is perfect. It's not my intention to impose upon you my belief system, but what I would like to impose on you is to take a look at whether your belief system is serving you or not. I wonder if the way I think is helping me achieve my goals and freeing up my time and pursuing my happiness, or is what I believe keeping me where I'm at, am I moving in the wrong direction? I want to impose upon you to take a look at that and see whether that's supporting you or not. Okay? And so with that in mind, so this is why I was saying, we were talking about the goose that lays the golden egg, is that what I thought was, I want more time in my life for a number of things. I would like to travel. I would like to eat out at finer restaurants, and my wife and I, we consider ourselves foodies, so we're pretty tired of the general American cuisine, of which there is none, and we're looking for nicer restaurants that we can buy up, in which you're getting better quality food, and that we're eating, and we're being served in a capacity that's worthy of who we are. And what does that mean? I mean, I just think that we bring a lot of great things to the table by who we are, and therefore we should enjoy our life. Like I said, your time is not, it's fixed. Everybody has the same amount of time. What are you doing with your time? So if you're going to have a nice dinner, are you eating macaroni and cheese in front of the TV? No, nothing wrong with that. I like macaroni and cheese, and sometimes I like to watch TV. At the same time, based on my time, let me tell you the best thing of watching TV for me is that I get to sit next to my wife is the best part of watching TV. Because I want to tell you a little bit about TV. TV is a time sucker. It's a vortex that sucks your life right into it, and it's called programming. Now, if you're watching TV, that's dreadful because I don't own TV. I mean, we tend to watch movies on Netflix or something like that. But regardless, it still has that. And so for me, that's a belief system I have. That doesn't make all TV bad or anything like that. But for me, it feels like it's a time sucker. And so I get uncomfortable sometimes, and I don't typically like to watch it during the day. Golly, what a valuable time of my life. So I don't usually do that. There's plenty to do. So here's my dilemma is, geez, I want more time in my life, and I know that's not possible, so therefore I have to prioritize and determine what I am going to do with my time. I have to be better at managing my time, and I have to determine what I'm going to do with my time. And so the purpose of this call tonight is to open up a possibility of a network, what I call an accountability network, that will help me free up my time, which means there's two things that's valuable about this idea that I want to run by you. One is accountability that I'm doing the things that I want to do, that I purpose, that I choose, that my life doesn't just tumble along in any area. I want to shore up my time because I think that I'll be able to spend most of it in my pursuit of happiness. Now, if you measured out your time, in your 24 hours, of which a portion of that you're going to be sleeping, okay, and some of the logistics, if you literally did, I wonder what I do every 24 hours. What do I do every day? And some of that's like I brush my teeth, I take a shower, I go to the bathroom, I have to eat. Some of those things we happen every day, and they're pretty much just keeping body and soul together. We take that away from the 24 and the sleeping, and we get down to our waking hours. And what is going on with that? Now, some of our life, if the majority of that time is working for what? For what? Why are you working? If you think the purpose of your life is to work in the sense of, what is work for? Well, I have to have money for food and clothing and my housing and all that stuff. So part of my work has to create for that. And then some of my work is for making money so that I can what? Have entertainment and do some of the things that I'm considering fun, whatever that is. And how much of my time am I doing that? Would you be interested in clarifying really what is the trajectory of your life? And if you were going to give an account before your life, before the Creator, would you believe that at the end of your life you say, wow, I determined what my life goal, you know, my gift that I am to humanity, to my family, my friends, whatever, the gift I'm bringing to the table, did I know what that is? Am and was I doing that? And you know, and how was that going? Was that creating the maximum amount of joy in my life? If you'll be honest enough and take a look at your life and say, is my life being, is it joyful? Am I ecstatic and happy about my life? That would be great. And if you're not, how much of it are you, and how much more would you like it to be? So when I talk to other freedom-minded people on the phone and when we talk about their life, one is I tell them, listen, I don't recommend you work a job. First of all, you don't secure your assets, and it's very vulnerable to governments or whatever taking from your livelihood for their livelihood, bankers' livelihood, politicians' livelihood, people who work for government's livelihood. That's where that money goes, okay? And then the other rest of it you get to take for your livelihood or your children or whatever. So this is your life, and what are you going to do with that? So this is where I came about wanting to say to people, and you know, I've said to my wife and others around me, is that one of the goals I have is to create residual income. What is that? That means I'm making money independent of my time. Now, not completely independent of my time, because obviously if I have a goose that lays the golden egg, I have to spend some of my time taking care of the goose. But I don't have to sit there and watch the goose. I can go and live my life, and then I have to make sure that the goose is taken care of. I may be even so much enjoying the golden eggs that I hire somebody that takes care of the goose while I own the goose or control the goose, and I still get to enjoy it. You see, imagine if all of your day was you woke up and had nowhere to go, and you looked at the person you love and you said, what shall we do today? What do you want to do? I don't know. I just think I'd like to read today. Really? I got this great book I want to read, and I'm just going to take a few hours and just read because I don't have to go anywhere because I go out to the mailbox and there's checks in the mailbox. Or I look in my bank account and there's money in my bank account. It's just flowing in from all kinds of places because that's what I purposed and set up, is money to come in from all sorts of places. One of the things that my wife Lisa and I, we have fun doing is, you know, we sometimes talk about, like, you know, I wonder where money's going to come in. Or, you know, it's like, you know, we have a vision and a goal that money, I remember Elizabeth, she'd say, like, I think I'm going to purpose checks coming in the mail. And what you know is, like, all of a sudden checks were coming in the mail. It's really kind of cool. Now, here's the fun part about that is, listen, this is very, very creative. This is not rigid and it's, you know, brainy and all that stuff. You really can have a lot of fun creating wealth. Please don't get like on this is a YouTube channel. It's like you can have wealth in your life, you know. And listen, if you look at YouTube, take a look at the ads that are on there and how many that are about creating wealth. Because, listen, if you can help people create wealth, you can create wealth too. And there's a principle in that, okay? And Monday night, when we talk about creative ways of making money, I'm telling you, helping people make money is a way to make money. And I'm not going to get into that, some of those specifics here, but one of those ways is to create residual income. And once again, it's having something make money independent of your time. Okay, so that's what was born this, you know, coming up with this network. Now, I've been involved with a number of networks, and I'm talking about networks that are corporations, okay? And I still am involved with some of them. I'm involved with a healthy chocolate network. It's a high-end chocolate. I'm involved, or we were involved, Lisa and I were involved, I think we still are on some level, involved with a high-end skincare line It's called Secret Direct, and that's a network we're involved with. I was involved with, and I think I still am, with Tahitian Noni. Noni juice is wonderful. This comes from Tahiti, and we like that. And so that's there. Now, on these networks, you can spend a lot of time, and you can, a lot of these networks have it so that they're designed that you spend a lot of your time. One of the things that I don't like to do, and this is what I know about myself, is I'm not interested in going to a lot of meetings. I've done a lot of meetings in my life. I'm pretty much done with meetings, okay? Now, some meetings are necessary, but in general, I'm not interested in adding meetings to my life, okay? I'm just not. And so when I get involved with a network, like, oh, a network, another network I'm involved with is Ambit Direct, which is electric service provider network that's throughout the country and the world, and it's an energy provider. So, we can talk about that. Maybe I'll talk about that a little bit on Monday night. But once again, it's another network, and I told the guy that got me involved, I said, listen, I'm going to tell you straight up. I'm not doing meetings, and you got like a bazillion meetings. I'm not interested in any of that. I'm glad to promote this and do this thing, but I'm going to do it on my time because my time is precious, and I'm doing what I want to do with my freedom work, and that's part of my passion. I know that about myself. So when you know that, you have these boundaries that you set. So with coming up with this network, this is a tiny network, and so here's the idea. This is a no-obligation network. Now, is there money involved? Yes. There's a little bit of money involved. There's some cash flow. And it's a good thing because this network has two parts to it, okay? One part is an accountability, a support and accountability group that meets on the phone every week. Okay, and as I was coming up with this idea, I realized that it has value, and therefore I believe that people are willing to pay to be a part of it. Now, and I think that this is a very, very small cost, but when I did the numbers out, it generated quite a bit of money, if you want to call it $19,400, a lot of money or a little money. Let me tell you let me talk about that, because I'm going to tell you where that comes from and what it's about, okay, and why it's a network. Now, and before I go there, okay, I want you to know this is a no-obligation network. You know, what it means is there's no contract of any type, and it's an agreement based upon trust and understanding, okay? And so the idea is that it works because people want it, because it creates value for people, and that's all there is. So that's the beauty of it. And it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, because I'm going to tell you, there may be ways of making more, but generally speaking, this network has a max. You can make an extra $19,400 every year. Now, if you wanted to add and have more in your life, then obviously you can increase that. But that's how the plan is. And there is an upline, means that whoever's in your group, when they put people in your group, and I'm getting ahead of myself here, there is a little bit of money that goes up to the upline, because that's how they can multiply their efforts and make some more money. And the same happens for the person below them. And that's it. It's not a big old, the deeper it goes and the wider it goes, that the person at the top's making. There is none of that. Because it doesn't, it may be deep and wide, but all of that doesn't come up. It literally is two tiers. It's your group and a group you facilitate. That's all. So let me explain a little bit about what it's involved. This is the purpose of this was to create accountability. And I know what was going on in my life. And so what I wanted to do was I wanted to form a group. And I'm going to facilitate this group, and this group is in which I'm going to share my vision of what I'm after in my life, and I'm going to come up with a particular thing I'm going to work on. It's going to be one thing at this time. And listen, once I accomplish this thing that I want to accomplish, I can come up with another thing and then plug away and get that done. Because a lot of times in the busyness of our life, we're doing things that have to get done. And a lot of, even the business, the freedom business, a lot of that feels like I'm putting out fires. It means I have people are their lives are really busy. If they're dealing with IRS or dealing with a number of other things, then everything is has a certain energy of urgency. And that's some of that's natural. Some of it's just because of the way things are. And so therefore, there's an intensity in the business that calls for my time. But here's the thing. All of my time isn't spent doing that. And if I'm going to create residual income, I have to make the time or take the time, prioritize, in which I begin these ideas that are going to create wealth independent of my time, think them up, plan them out, get them done, and have them benefiting me. And that's why I thought, what a great thing to do. Because I know that there are people that I already know, because I've probably got, half a dozen people who've already spoken to me about wanting to be in my group, and they want support from me, as well as, you know, everybody else that's in the group, to be able to be accountable to, it, for them accomplishing the goals and vision and dream for their own life. And I think that's honorable. And I want to help people free themselves up economically and certainly emotionally and any other way that they think is important to them. I mean, and it doesn't have to be about money. Let's say someone, you know, maybe they're someone's overweight and there's like, you know what, I've never been able to, you know, get to be the weight or the physical way I want to be. What a great way to be a part of a group that gives you a weekly support group that you can become accountable for whatever it is that you're setting out to do. And this is cheap. It's like $10 a week. Okay, so it's really, really cheap, okay? And so what happens is the cost, and listen, when I'm saying this, there's no contract, okay? There's an understanding. There's a no-obligation year commitment, okay? That means a year. I mean, so from the day you start till the day you want to stop or quit, and here it is. You know, there's no obligation. You want to start, you go 1 month, say, well, heck, forget this. This isn't serving me. I'm gone. There's no obligation. Now, there's no contract to stay in or do whatever it is. It's everybody's freely availing themselves. But the thing about it is going to create a commitment level for everybody in the group. Not only a commitment to accomplish what you're after, but there's another part that, you know, I that's just as important, and that when you show up for the call, you're certainly going to be sharing whatever you're going to share with respect to the what you're going to accomplish, but you're there also to listen to someone else who's changing their life, that you can be a part of that, that you can give them a good word and encourage them, and it may generate relationships in that way, but you're going to be a part of 12 or 11 other people who are interested in changing their life. And I think that's a great thing. On whatever level that they, whatever category that we're talking about, it doesn't have to be work, and it doesn't have to be money-based, because maybe your finances and all that are working just fine for you. But if there's something that you wanted to get done that you would like to have a support group for, this is going to be part of that. Now, in order for someone to be a part of my group, it costs $500 for the year. Now, so what that breaks down to being, it's like $41.66 a month, okay? Or it ends up breaking down to like $10 and something a week. That's what it really is. And so it's $500 for the whole year. Now, if you go and take a look at coaching or joining some sort of a health club or whatever it is, you go and look and see what you can get for $500, you know, for some weekly event. It's pretty cheap. It's not a lot of money, okay? But here's the good thing about it. Now, someone can get and be a part of the group, accountability group and support for $500 a year and do nothing with the network. There's no obligation for you to participate in the network. And what the network means is this. You join the group for your own vision and goals and plans. And then you're going to form a group that you're going to oversee. You're going to be the facilitator for, and you're going to come up with a group of 12 people that are your downline or part of the second group that you're a part of. Okay? So you're actually part of two groups. One group is where you're a participant, you're sharing your vision and goal, and you're transforming your life. And the other group is you're the facilitator of the group. In that group, you're not sharing your vision and goal. You're facilitating 12 other people sharing their vision and goal. Okay, and so here's what they pay $500 to be in your group. Now, in your group, when they pay $500 to be in your group, that's $6,000 annually from 12 people being in your group. Now, here's the deal. Here's part of the network of it. For everybody that comes in your group, you're going to pay $100 to your upline, which would be me. So all 12 of your people that are in your group, you're going to give me $100 from their $500 to me. So you get actually, you're going to get $400 for everybody in your group because $100 comes up to me. And so therefore, you're going to have $4,800 from your 12 people every year, and you're going to invite them to be a part of a network. And the group that they're in with you, that's their group for their vision and goal and their plans and all that. And then they have a group that they facilitate if they want. And then they come up with only 12 people, no more. It's only 12. It maxes out at 12 because I don't think we can do more than that. Now, someone doesn't just come on with 12. It starts off with 2, 3, and grows, and it may grow through the year. You may not, if people love what's going on, they'll stay another year or they'll stay on longer, whatever it is. It's all going to be based upon the results that are happening for them. But I'm going to help you, show you how to facilitate that group. It's one phone call a week. Now, if everybody shares anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes and in your group, everybody's going to be required to share. Nobody's a spectator in this. Everybody gets to share. And I'll get into that in a second about how a group is, how it functions. But the idea is when you're sharing when everybody in a group of 12 max shares 5 to 10 minutes, that talk on the phone lasts an hour or two. So it's 2 hours a week, and that brings in for you, $4,800 a year. That's I guess 52 weeks, if that's where everybody's at. But that's how many there are in a year. Okay. So now here's the thing: in your group of those 12 people that are in your group, if they're forming groups of 12, they give you $1,200. Because everybody in their group is going to give you $1,200 for that one person who's going to give you $1,200 if they have 12 people in their group. Every year, that'll be $1,200. That'll come from that one person. And if you have a group of, if you have 12 people in your group and each gives you $1,200, I think that comes up to $14,400. And that's it. There is no more. As that stuff, if it develops depth to it, then everybody will have those two tiers. Everybody has, they share $100 per person that's in their group, and then they have they help facilitate. Each person has a group that they're a part of in which they're dealing with their vision and goal, and then they have a group that they facilitate up to 12. And that's what it is. And that's the end of the money. Okay. Now, the beauty of this money is there still is no obligation. This is going to be based on trust. And the people that are in your group that you facilitate, you know those people, or you should know them. Now, there's another possibility that if you're in my group, here's how it works, and you can do this for your group as well. Okay. If people are in my group and they like what they're doing and I get more than 12, what I'm going to do is when someone's going to want to come in my group and I'm full, I'm going to take that first person that's in my group and I'm going to put that person in their group. Now, what does that look like? Well, that person has to pay them $500 and then they give me $100. So I get $100 by putting someone in their group. I'm not doing 13 people in my group. No one has time for that. 12 is max. It's a lot, okay? And so I'm just going to keep filling up. If more people come along to me, then I'm going to be putting people. I'm going to start to fill up the downline, So because that's $100 that I get for every one of those, but they get the $400 of that $500. Does that make sense? Okay. So we're going to break into some Q&A in a minute here, but let me talk some more about in anybody who's in your group, there's two classes of people: those that are going to do the network and those that just want the support and accountability. It's the same price for them, but they're not going to have a downline, and that's okay if people want to do that. Now, if you have people that you're filling in, okay, no one's you're not being obligated to have someone in your group. No, there's, if you don't want someone in your group for whatever reason, they don't have to be in your group. You don't have an obligation to them or not. Now, here it is too, okay? Even if someone pays you, okay, area code 617, can you mute yourself with star 6, please? Thanks a lot. Let's see. Oh, there you go. Great. Awesome. So, and it's truly no obligation. And, you know, when I'm thinking about this, is that someone could, you know, join your group and they would pay you. I mean, the bottom line is, if you decided as the group facilitator that you didn't want to do it anymore, now, I mean, of your own volition, your own money, you could certainly give people their money back. But I'm letting everybody know there's no obligation, and the money paid is non-refundable. Because we're not going to have anything that's where someone's obligated. We're going to eliminate that. So if you're joining a group, make sure that you know that person and there's an accountability. But so and there's a risk, sure. If you pay someone a group and they say they don't want to do it anymore. Now, if I hear someone in my downline that the facilitator's dropped out, don't worry. I'll check in with whoever's in their downline or whatever the deal is, and we will find someone to replace them as a facilitator, probably someone within their group that will step up. And listen, there's plenty of people who are glad to step up and facilitate, you know, $500 a year. And so the idea is that, listen, we want people to be moral, and we want them to be accountable, you know, so we're not looking for people to steal anybody's money, okay? But there's no contract. And the contract is made up of two. And so, you know, nobody's obligated. So you want to make sure your facilitator's in it for the year. And if someone wants to step out and they're a facilitator, well, then find someone to replace, make sure people are being served and that they get what they're paying for in that, in, you know, being a part of a support group. So you know, I'm committed to making sure that people do the right thing. Okay, and listen, the reality of you know, if you're wronged by anybody financially, you certainly can sue them if that's what you want to do. But once again, I'm hoping that you're going to do well enough that $500 annually is not a lot of money. Okay, and let me tell you, I want to talk about that in a second about coming up with $500 and what that may look like. Okay, so here's some of the obligation that if you're a part of a group. If you are part of a group, you're gonna come in and you're gonna need to share your vision and goal each week. Now here's the thing: when you come into your group, I do have an accountability form that is you know, has your name on it, that you're gonna participate in the network or not. It's gonna have a contact email. This is only for the facilitator and has a contact phone number, okay? And then the first part of this form, it'll say the bigger vision for my life, you know, what you want your life to look like. And it's got half a dozen lines that you can write it in there. You want it to be clear enough for you. It should be able to be said in a short elevator ride. Here's what I'm after in my life. I want my life to look this way or feel this way, or I want this. And then there's the next part, is the current task that supports that bigger vision for your life. And it could be like, I'm writing a book, I'm writing a song, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, whatever it is. It should be big enough so that you're like, this will be a joyful thing for me to accomplish. And then what the call is about is letting people know what task or tasks you're going to do that week that supports that current thing or one task that you're going to accomplish. Okay, and so that's what's going to happen. So each week, you know, when you first get going, you're going to verbally share your vision, okay, and you'll have this form. We'll go to the facilitator. Now, the facilitator will make up an email or a sheet of everybody's vision, so that if you join a group, you'll get the group's vision, because everybody's going to supply one, and so everybody's going to have a vision. Now, if you want to upload a new vision, or you want to tweak it or make it better, you can obviously give that to the facilitate coordinator, and then they'll update it, and then that way, when anybody joins the group, we only got 12 people, they'll be able to get the current vision of everybody that's in the group. Okay? That saves time on the phone. That way you're not having to share your vision every time. What you're really going to be sharing are the tasks that you're going to accomplish this week. And so what happens is you'll set out to say, I'm going to accomplish this week. And then when the week comes around to the call again, you're going to get to say, man, I got all three things done. I'm moving towards my goal. Everything was perfect this week. Here's the next new tasks I have to build my business, to, you know, lose weight or start my exercise or do this thing that I'm after. Here they are. Boom, boom, boom. I'm really excited. And then when you share those, then everybody can, you know, get a moment to say, hey, that's a good job. It's a comment. It's a, you know, it's a suggestion. It's a one-liner, whatever. The whole group will give you that kind of support. But let's say you come back around and you said, man, I got one thing done, but the other two I didn't get done because I didn't think this or whatever it is. And then you get to have that conversation about whether or not it accomplished what you were after or not. And really, if nothing was done, you get a chance to share with the group what was more important than keeping your word, what you were up against, what, where was your commitment, you know, what was the breakdown. You get to really discuss what that really is. And either there were obstacles that you didn't foresee and that's what was there, or maybe it was that there was something more important than your vision and goal. Maybe you had a distraction. Maybe there was something more important, something, you know, you don't know, who knows what goes on in people's lives. And it's not like it's right or wrong or any of that, but it gives you an opportunity to own your life and take charge of it so that you can be responsible for the success or failure of what happened that week with respect to what you anticipated with your goals and such. And then you'll share, and this week, here's what I'm going to do and here's how I'm going to accomplish it and blah, blah. Here's the specifics. And that's what every call represents, is having that kind of support for you. And so that has great value for a lot of people, especially if they want to see something happen that maybe they don't have that kind of support in and around them, okay? So that's part of it. And the facilitator, when the facilitator has his own group in which he shares his vision and goal, the facilitator's group, he's not or she's not going to participate in the vision. That person's only going to facilitate that it happens and stays on track in a timely fashion, okay? And so this is what comes out every week. So the idea is that when in your group, rather than deal with how you're growing your network or whatever, that I would save for another night. I'm going to do a Monday night on producing wealth and creating wealth. And I'm also going to be like this kind of a talk. I may have a talk that specifically talks about, you know, maybe I'm getting feedback about what people are up against with respect to growing their group and what that may look like. I'll do a special call and we'll talk about those things. We'll get it recorded and then we'll upload it to the website. Now, any of these calls, once again, see, this call is, there's no cost to this. And so you're going to be able to listen to this call again. I will upload this call onto the website. You'll be able to listen to this and review it again. So let me see, any other thing that I wanted to mention. So that's that. So let me hear some feedback of what you think, and whether you think this is something that would serve you or not. And then if you have any questions where you're looking for something specific, because like I said, I put some of this on paper and I was still forming it and wanting it to get clear so that I could share it tonight. So tell me if you what you hear and whether you think that you want to be a part of it and from there. So I'll open that up for anybody who wants to share or ask. Well, awesome. That was a great night, wasn't it? So, well...
Can you hear me there, okay? Okay?
Usually it takes somebody who has to, like, tweak somebody to speak up. Now, I think I heard Jared. So,
yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and give me some feedback or what you heard in that and what you, you know, what you consider about any of that. So I'd love to know what you think, okay?
Oh, well, it's certainly a great cost for the network. Like you're saying, coaching is much more expensive, as that is something I offer. So thanks for shooting that down to people. but anyway,
sure.
So what I'm looking at here is participating in your group and then having my own downline. And you're saying each call would be approximately 1 to 2 hours. So that's 2 calls a week. So you're putting in 2 to 4 hours a week for those calls, and then just uploading the documents to the website. And is each person responsible for uploading the document, or is it the person facilitating the group? I missed that.
I have a form that I'll have in a PDF that I will give to everybody in my group, okay? And so, because I want to know what their vision and goal is. And so I will take all the vision and goal, and it'll have the original task and this week's task, but it'll all go verbal once we start. But the vision for their life and the task thereafter, I want that to be on a single sheet, and then I'm going to get email addresses from everybody in the group, it's going to be my commitment as the facilitator to make sure that everybody has that comes on. Now, let's say we start off with 4 people. Well, all 4 will get it, and we certainly are not going to be taking with 4 people. It's not going to be an hour or two. It's going to be, you know, within an hour, everybody's going to be able to share what they're after. And so the design is for them to be specific and clear, and it's not that we're going to do a lot of talking. The talking will depend upon how large the group is. That's what's going to be that's going to take up the time. But the nice thing is that it's not one person talking like me, you know, monopolizing a phone call. This is going to be 12 separate visions and goals that you're going to listen to. And it's interesting, Jared, you were talking about, you know, you have a coaching business. Now, of the people that are in your network, or, you know, other people that are on this call and all, if someone wants a personal coach, see, they can hook up with you, and that's something that you can offer them, because that's your business, you know, more one-on-one time and all that such. That's definitely an awesome service that you know, that you can provide for people. This is quite simple. I don't think it's as broad as what you bring to the table, but this helps people just to be accountable for their vision and goals. So the facilitator will have just his facilitator's there'll be a connection to the facilitator. The facilitator is the one that gets it. I won't, on the upline, I won't get any of that. Okay. Obviously I'll be supporting the facilitator, because they're in my group, and I'm committed to them doing it a good job. So I want to give each facilitator in my group as much support as I can, so that they can accomplish what they're after. And I would hope that they would just pass that information on down to their group. And that's pretty much it. It's pretty loose, and it's not rigorous, and it certainly is not top heavy in any way. Okay, so that's what, you know, that's part of what I want to communicate there. Did I answer your question, or
yeah.
Was there more to your question?
I just actually have one more question, if that's okay.
Yeah.
If somebody else is trying to chime in there. So I'm just curious, with the, you were saying we would learn to more powerfully facilitate these groups. Would that be just through the participation in your downline, or is there going to be like a separate class going over these tips and tools?
Yeah, I don't see on the calls that will handle the facilitating of growing the network. I don't see that. Okay, so I would recommend to the facilitators not to have that be on the table at all. I would plan another night if the group says, hey, let's have another night where we talk about growing the network and what that looks like. As a facilitator coordinator, I'd be up for that. Now, what I want to do is I want to do this for everybody as far as helping them open up that. So I may plan a call, and anybody can be on that call. That's a part of our, you know, these groups. And the truth is, anybody can be on the calls if they get wind of them. They don't even have to be in the network, because I want to make this available to people so that they can listen to it again and again. So I want to make sure that support happens. But, you know, no one has to do my support. You can create your own support if you want, or not at all, because I think I just want to make sure that people are growing and doing well. I wanted to mention something about raising the money. Now, for some, $500 is nothing, and for others, $500 is a lot of money. If you think $500 is a lot of money, that's okay. Notice that. Notice and say, wow, I think $500 is a lot. Imagine if I thought $500 was nothing. And so what I want to do is the first exercise for you will be, and this is what I would say, I want to tell this to the facilitators too. The first exercise is, how would you help someone if they had to come up with $500 tonight? How would it look? But let me tell you, if someone's going to do the network, it's really simple. Get two people that are going to be in your group. They each give you $500. It's no-brainer for them. Now what you do is you haven't even joined my group. You got two people in your group. You now have $1,000. You give me $500 to be part of the group, and then you have two people in your downline. That's $200 for me. You just brought on two people, and you are up $300, and now you're in the group. You see, that's how fast you can come up with $500. Is you're like, well, look, I got four people that are in my group already. They've paid me, and now I'm ready to go, and now I have my money together. You see, it's like that. And listen, there's no more deep than that. That's the end of it. There's no other obligation for anybody that's in the group. And listen, this is based upon trust. I mean, let's say someone joins your group, and they give you $500, and you don't give me the $100. How the hell will I know? I might ask you, say, hey, how's your group going? And I say, how many's in your group? Are you going to lie? Are you going to say, you know, I'm going to know whether you gave me money or not? So, I mean, but that can't, you know, if you want to sow that in your life, I promise you, you will reap what you sow. And the only reason that you would keep that from me is because you believe your world is really small. And I want to interrupt that. It serves you to say, oh, this is awesome. I want, you know, because I want you to give me the $100 for each person's in your group, because in your downline, your people are giving you $100 for each person that's in their group. It's beautiful. That's $14,400 every year coming from your group. And so it's like that. It's no more, no less. It's just like that. So now that's one way to come up with $500, but there's more. Well, I used to be a part of a work that did relational workshops for people. They were rigorous relationship workshops, and we did them, three or four times a year. And we would try to enroll about 30, you know, 15 to 30 people per workshop of participants. It cost $400 to be in a four-day workshop. Now, what is that? That's $100 a day. That's $400. Now, I remember at the time, on some areas, it seemed like a lot of money, and other times when I look back at it, I'm like, that's nothing. That's small money for a four-day, all-day workshop that was live and everything. We had a trainer. We flew in. The sponsors incurred a lot of cost, and so that covers that kind of cost. But anyway, people, when we would be enrolling people into this experiential training, the only thing that holds people back is time and money. That's it. Because usually they say, well, I want to do it, but I don't have the time, I don't have the money. And so when you determine that it actually will help them free up time and free up money or get money, and also that it's that it creates a priority in their life where they're saying, like, yes, I need this transformation. Once you determine and you're supporting them in their vision and their goal for their life, then you'll say, hey, this can help you achieve that thing you're after so that your life can be filled with joy. Okay? So there's an enrollment. And listen, I remember people that were enrolling people and they're saying, like, well, they want to be in it. And the moment that they said they wanted to do it, already they were into the rigor of the transformation. And that was exciting. Whether they ended up in the workshop or not was a byproduct of wherever they went, but it was already beginning then for the transformation in their life. And so here's what I would recommend. If you have no money and you want $500 to get this thing going, here's what I recommend. Think of the 10 people, the 3 people, the 5 people in your life that you can think of that you love the most and that you know, or that they love you dearly and deeply, okay? And get on the phone or write them a letter. Do not do email, okay? Actually write them a letter that they get in the mail. And share your vision like we're doing this thing. Share what you're after in your life and the things that you're doing and what you believe has been holding you back. And then share it with them and say, this is what I'm after, and I'm looking to raise $500 so that I can be a part of this support group that's going to help me be and have the things that I've been dreaming of in my life. And so you share that with them and say, if you can help me, I'm looking to raise the money for this. If you can help me with this in any way, I'll be so grateful. No matter what it is that you think you can help me with it financially, I'm grateful. Do not say to them, oh, can you give me $100? I'm trying to raise each person. Don't give all that. Because one person may give you $500, or maybe it's $200 or whatever. Don't limit what they may want to give you. Just ask them for their financial help. And commit to them, like you're committing to this group. It's all about a commitment, accountability. Commit to them that you will stay in touch with them about your transformation and the realization of your goals. And you may choose that you want to pay them back. Matter of fact, you may say, hey, if you can get me part this $500 to get me going here, I'm going to build this network. Here's what it's all about. And when soon as someone signs up for me, I'll have $400 from them because I'm paying them upline $100. When two people, I'll give you the $500 back. So I'll just borrow it. But you see, what the idea is that money's going to flow in, and so it's going to be, it's very easy to help someone open up other possibilities. And on that Monday night talk, I'm going to talk about ways that you can make money that cost you nothing. There's all kinds of ways that money can come to you if you just remain creative and open up those possibilities. So anyway, so that's what I want to say about that as far as, people being a part of a group or if they feel like there's that $500 is a lot of money. I want to invite them out of that belief system and into thinking that they're worth far more than that and that they can create that kind of wealth. Okay? Jared, was there anything else on there?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, cool. And we'll be talking later on. I know we have a phone call to do ourselves.
Yes, so. I'll do.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions or comments? I'd love your comments. If you have any hesitation or you think that something's unclear, please let me know. Like I said, I came up with this myself. I wanted it to be some kind of a network that would create residual income. At the same time, I didn't want to create all the obligation that was tied into, you know, dealing with corporations and contracts and all the other mess that, you know, typical networks have to have. This is, it's really a small amount of time and should give a really nice return for you. Anybody with a question, a comment?
So, Christopher, I'm assuming the network's going to be for people who've completed your process of clarifying their citizenship?
Can you ask the question again?
I'm just trying to clarify if the network's going to be for people who have completed the process of clarifying. No. Okay.
No, has nothing to do with the state citizenship or any of that. I mean, obviously I'm making this available to clients and people that are in our... our sphere of influence, but it has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Yep. No, I mean, I'm guessing that there'll be, you know, I have a, you know, a half a dozen of people that have interest in being a part of my group, and they, you know, I think many of them are on that journey. But, I mean, and I haven't made this available to the public in any way, and yet I'll probably have some of this recording will be on the website. So if someone listened to that and they wanted to be a part of it, they could certainly reach out, and I wouldn't, you know, I think it would be great if they have their little group and they want to do this thing up, and I'd be up for that, you know. So it doesn't have anything to do with the that process. It's just about accountability for your life and raising residual money for up to $19,400. Anybody else? Okay, so. And certainly, if you have questions, you can certainly email me. You can call the office. That's 603-671-7013. So if you would like to be a part of my group, just email me that you would like to be part of the group. I will send you out our little clarification, you know, the joining the network form. It has stuff on there about your vision and your goals. And then at the bottom of the of the sheet. It says, I am in and excited to accomplish great things to create more wealth and help others with committed support and accountability. I understand and agree. And then I have a sheet. That's pretty much it. There's the money part of it, and it's $500 for each facilitator. I'll make a note of this here. Each facilitator is going to determine how they want to be paid, and all the money doesn't go through me. None of that's there. You get paid from your group and the people that you're committed to, and if you're a facilitator, the people in your group will pay you, and that's the relationship you have. You set that up yourself. There's none of that stuff goes through me. I'm only facilitating the money in and with my group, okay? So email me. Let me know that you're interested if you want to be a part of this project. I'd be glad to have you be a part of it. I'm looking forward to get to know you and to help you with your vision and goal. Our next call that we're going to have is on Sunday, and my wife, Lisbeth Von Leer, is going to be sharing about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, the excitement associated with being involved with that and creating wealth through that, which is expected to be monumental growth this year and into next year. So this is still a good ground floor opportunity for people to be involved with that. So she's going to talk on Sunday at 8 o'clock. On that call, we will record that as well and upload it to the site. Monday, after that that call on Monday night, I will continue to talk about and to open up opportunities for people to do create wealth, do their own businesses, open up possibilities, different kinds of money-making possibilities. Obviously, the network will be available, but I've got a boatload of ideas. I'm going to deal with how you look at things. We're going to deal with wealth building Monday nights. That's what that's going to be all about, and you're welcome to be a part of that, okay? All right.
I've got a question. If you want.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Could you kind of go through a mock example of these meetings that you're talking about, just so I have some kind of context of how they'd be conducted and how
sure.
people would benefit?
Does that make sure.
Sense?
They're obviously... I would recommend that the facilitator would set up an account on FreeTalk, on freeconferencecall.com. There's no cost to that. And so in their group, they would hand out their conference call thing, and the facilitator would control that, and he can record those calls if that's what's going on or not, or not record them. It's up to the facilitator if they want to do that. But the idea is people would call in. They'd all be on time. The facilitator will welcome everybody. And one of the things that I recommend is that the person who's the newest in the group will begin sharing. And the facilitator will say, okay, and the first time someone may share, if they've never been in the group, this is the first time they're speaking, they would share their vision for their life, what that is. It shouldn't be a long time. But the first person will talk for anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. They're talking about the current task they want to accomplish, and then what they want to do this week specifically. They'll have 1, 2, 3 things that they want to accomplish, and they'll be sharing that with the group. And that's how the first meeting will go. So after that's finished, after he's finished talking, they'll take a moment. Anybody wants to make a comment or ask a question, so there'll be a little bit of interaction up until about 10 minutes. So, it will require people to be clear and concise about what they're going to do. I recommend maybe you'd have an index card. You're prepared to what you're going to share. Keep it nice and brief. But the whole 10 minutes is your time. Now, after that, the next person would go, and each person would share the same thing for their life, what they're after and what they're going to do. Okay? So the first time that happens, that's how it goes. That's how the call goes. If they want to stay on and chit-chat about some support and all, that's up to them what they want to do. But that's what the call is for. And that's nice, but where it starts to happen and change is the next week when it comes around. Now they don't need to share their vision because they already did that, and the facilitator will have taken that vision because they filled it out on the form when they signed up in his group, and he'll make sure that everybody has a copy of that vision before that next call. So everybody's going to have a copy. They should print it out and know, you know, and it's not that they have to know anybody. There's a certain level of privacy that's good. Everybody in the group doesn't have to know everybody's email. The facilitator is going to have the email and contact phone number, but they'll share with the group their first name, maybe a last initial, and that's it. Now, if someone says, I'm okay to share my email with the group, then the facilitator can decide, you know, can share that if that's what they want to do. But I'm always concerned for people's privacy. So the next time that they come back around, they're not going to share their vision. If a new person comes into the group, the facilitator is going to welcome the new person. Let's say they come in before the call comes on, because no one's going to be on the call unless they've already signed up for the group. Once someone signs up for the group, the facilitator should make sure that that person has everybody's vision that's in the group before they start. So that new person will have everybody's vision, and it may include their own, but the thing about it is, well, actually, I wouldn't recommend it be written down their own, but because the facilitator won't put that vision in there until the person shares it. So they're going to be able to share their vision for the first time, and then the same thing. But so once that new person shares, the next people have been, this is, say, their second week, now the person's going to say, here's the task I was after, and here's the three tasks I was going to do, and here's what happened this week, and I didn't accomplish this, and here's what happened for me, and, you know, they're going to be able to share that. Now, see, as a facilitator for myself, I know that it's a magical moment when someone accounts for not living out and are committed to their vision and goal, because most of us give ourselves a pass in our lives, and that's the whole idea of the group, is there's a certain level of accountability. Now, no one can truly make someone accountable. Accountability is something you're offering other people, and so I would want to make sure that people are that I can hear that there's some transformation that's occurring. It could, you know, you just, people can sense it. They're not being silly or whatever, because sometimes it's uncomfortable. Like if I'm facilitating a group, well, in my group where I'm sharing my vision and goal and I'm facilitating it, then I want to be setting the pace and helping people accomplish. And if I don't hit my goals that I said I was going to do this week, then I want to let them know what I was distracted with, how I could do better, that kind of stuff. I want a really heartfelt account to the group for not being as committed as I thought I was going to be, or what needed to shift in my heart. See, that's what I want to help have happen, and I want to lead with that. I want to show people that they can have that seriousness about their life. Okay, so anyway, that's really what happens in a group is that everybody gets to account for what didn't happen. And then after that, they're going to recommit to, this is what I'm going to happen this week. And they don't have to do, I have on my list here three things. They don't have to do that. They can say, I've got one thing. I'm going to write the table of contents for my new book. And so I'm going to come up with maybe the eight or how many chapters, and I'm going to tell. So when I come back, I'll come around that next week and I'll say, I did it. I sat down on Wednesday, and I sat down, took the time, and I wrote out those 12 chapters, and I got it done. So this week, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to write a short paragraph for each chapter of what's going to be in those chapters. That's what I'm going to do this week. And then maybe just one thing. And then say, another thing I was going to do is I want my wife to experience my love, and so what I want to do is I'm going to come up with three things that I'm going to do for her and to show her how much I appreciate her. And so that looks like this or whatever it is, and that's in a different area of my life, but this is all part of, you know, shaping my goal for being the Superman incredible guy that I'm committed to be in my life, you know, something like, you know, or whatever it is. I'm going to reach out to my son who hasn't called me in forever, and I'm going to, you know, do, you know, like that. It could be anything at all, but I'll be committing to it, and then I'll come around and account for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess you're help coaxing people's goals out of their life and then breaking it down into breadcrumbs rather than trying to help them eat a whole elephant at once, you know.
There
one
is
week
I
do a certain task to be closer.
Yeah, absolutely. And although you use the word coaxing them, is like we definitely want to be giving them support, and that's a big part of it too. But I figure that if anyone wants to be a part of this kind of group, man, they must be committed because one, they're paying to be a part of the group, and two, I want to be. I mean, not only do I want to share my vision, goal, whatever that is, that 10 minutes is important, but I want to take the other hour and 50 minutes, and everybody that shares, man, I want to say something great to them and say, like, man, I'm committed. Because, see, the way I am, see, I pray. So if I got people in my group, I'm going to commit to and tell them, listen, I got you guys' vision here. I'm going to see you doing this, and I'm praying for great things for you. I'm going to pray that it goes easy for you and that whatever you're up against, you're going to be there because I want to be available for you. Now, there's nothing wrong with me saying to somebody, hey, listen, so-and-so, you're struggling in this thing here. So, look, give me a call on Thursday, okay? Let's just call around 4 o'clock and let's chit-chat because I want to support you in that, okay? I may not do that for everybody, but anybody in the group can do anything like that. So it really is developing some kind of relationship or nothing and all that. And there's no rule to this. The facilitator is responsible for how his group goes, and they don't have to do it the way I'm doing it. There's nothing like that. They can do it the way they want. But my commitment is to at least show my group what it looks like to have an excellent group. And I've never done this kind of thing. I just invented it. So I don't really know how it'll morph or show up, but I know who I am, and I know how passionate I am for people. So, hopefully the people in my group will see that, and they'll use that as an example to do their own groups,
Cool. So just thinking about, like, a tough case, you have somebody in your group, they have big goals, but they don't really take responsibility for their life, and you're always encountering these negative beliefs, and they don't have the enthusiasm and the drive to really do it themselves. What would you suggest are tips for getting someone to get past their negative beliefs?
Okay, that's a great question. And this call, the support call is not for that, okay? What I would recommend the person is like, listen, tie into that Monday night. And I may, and I think I'm probably going to do another call or some kind of support that supports this venture. So I certainly want to support, I want to support the facilitators. And certainly I'm able to help somebody, coach them in some of the specifics that's outside of the call, certainly. But like Jared, he does that for a living. And so, therefore, it's a wonderful opportunity. Now, he can choose to just give people that with respect because there certainly will be a financial benefit because, there's the two parts. One is the things that they're after. And if you can hear someone has limiting belief systems and whatever it is, well, that stuff has to be dealt with, of course. And then there's those that need support for how to open up possibilities so they can grow their group. That's another topic completely altogether. But I want to give people support for that, and I want to give people ideas of how to, what we call, increase their sphere of influence so that they can be about other people. And so what I'll probably do a talk on is the value of enrollment. And I'll talk about how to connect with people in a way that you can find out what their vision and goal is, and then maybe this kind of a group will help them accomplish their vision and goal. So it isn't sales of getting them in the group because you want that $400 and, like that. That's not the intent. The intent is to help people with what we're doing, and it has a financial benefit. So, but back to the person's belief system, we're going to make a support available for that, and I'm going to, I have all kinds of audio support and links to things on YouTube, but YouTube is packed full of motivational things on pretty much every subject on the planet. So, there's boatloads of information, and some people need to be led to that. But I'm committed to my group and helping them accomplish whatever it is that they're after. And part of it is the accountability group, the accountability time. But I'm committed to see this transform. So whatever I do, I'm going to record and make it available for everybody. Does that make sense? Or, and I don't know. I mean, I've never heard of a tough. a tough case, but but I suppose, you know, we all bring our limited belief systems to the table, and you know, I think people need support in that. I agree with you. So.
Yeah, I mean, just from me going through life, talking to people, you know, I've overcome a lot of my own hurdles, and then I encounter people who embrace their hurdle and use it for attention. And when you ever try to show them the light where they don't need that limiting belief, they start to turn against you because that's their security. So that's always been a challenge for me.
You have to let them know those boundaries, and you may choose not to hang out with those kind of people, and then they can have their life on their own, because, you know. But I mean, you know, that's all part of how we interact with people. But in the, you know, I talk to, you know, lots and lots of people all the time, every day, and I hear limiting belief systems, and it's my joy to interrupt that shit. and then some people, they're really up for being a victim. That's great. I mean, that's their business. And I just wouldn't make myself available if they're not up for some kind of transformation and change. I want to help them. But sometimes you have to qualify it. I mean, I don't just teach people. If I never make this stuff available without qualifying people that they're up for it. And so, therefore, I want people to be as engaging in their own life as I am in theirs. I'm out of bounds if I care more about someone's life than they do their own. I'm out of bounds. That's their choice. And they are going to have their life with or without you. And so, therefore, you invite them, you ask them if that's something that they're interested in, and then let them come towards you. Don't drag them. Don't make them. None of that stuff. I don't want that energy. Let them jump through whatever hurdle is. Like, for example, you know, if they want a transformation, I would never call them. Never have them call you, always. Like, even my clients, you know, generally, not all the time, but generally speaking, I'm doing my clients' work. They're going to be calling me because it's their work. I'm assisting them in their work, and that's the way the relationship should show up. And so that's what I would support the facilitator to do, the same thing. Now listen, here's the thing: the facilitator is a facilitator, and maybe I need to put that on there, and as a clarification, that the facilitator is not a psychotherapist. They're facilitating an event, a sharing event. They don't have any information for you. Not like me, because I have more information than anybody wants. So I have a boatload of it. Not everybody wants. But the idea is that I don't want everybody thinking I joined this group and I've joined a group of a psychotherapist who's going to straighten me out. That is not the intent of the group. Okay, and I may have to qualify that on the on, you know, what people should expect. You know, I want them to know that I don't want the burden to be on the facilitator either. I'm facilitating a sharing event in which everybody's going to get to share in their support or accountability or whatever it is. That's really what we're talking about here. You know.
Got it.
Okay, cool. That's a great question. Thanks so much for asking that. Anybody else have a question, comment, or anything?
I can imagine that there is that some people need more communication, and the group could open a Facebook account just for that group, a closed account, and you can communicate some more then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would want to have information going over on Facebook, but I would recommend that instead of Facebook, is I would recommend, you know, everybody be sharing their email and have an email group. That way, it's a little easier. I mean, unless you're talking about messaging and all that, I would leave that up to the individual.
You have a closed group, not an open group. So
I don't know that that's a Facebook thing, is a closed group. Cause remember, Facebook is in the
group. On Facebook, and then nobody else can read that.
No, listen, Facebook reads it. So I want you to know that there's no such thing as a closed group on Facebook. Okay. That's what I'm saying, is that the nature of what we're dealing here, I don't recommend Facebook for that. I would say do an email or something like that. But we already know that Facebook has software in which they are qualifying whether someone's doing something or not. So... I don't recommend that. I mean, if people want to do that personally, I mean, obviously that's up to them, but I don't recommend it for the group, at least not on Facebook. So anyway, but that's, you know, that's not up for me to tell what another group may do. You may find that serves. If you're facilitating your group and you think that that's a tool that works good for you, that's perfectly fine that you determine that for your group. You know, there's nothing that keeps that from, I mean, you know, you're the one who gets to determine whether that serves you or not, you know? So, it's all good. Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us on our talk. If you want to email me any questions, I'll be glad to. You can email me at destinationfreedom@startmail.com or christopher@destinationfreedom.org, whichever you want to email me. And I'll be glad to answer any other questions if it was something that you came up with. But you're welcome to ask and to be a part of my group. I have only 12 spots, and we'll see how quick it fills up, okay? All righty, well, thanks so much for being on the call tonight, and we will talk to you on Sunday, okay? All right, take care, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Good night.